This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers begin tackling Colorado's budget this week. CPR's public affairs reporter Benta Berkland has more.
The legislature has more money to work with than originally anticipated because the pandemic didn't make as big a hit to the state's income as expected. But Democratic Speaker of the House, Alec Garnett, says a lot of Coloradans are still hurting financially.
Economic recovery, putting the state first, and making sure that we bounce back stronger than we were is the number one priority.
Lawmakers and Governor Polis are also putting together a separate COVID relief stimulus package with extra one-time money from last year's budget. Under the state constitution, lawmakers must pass a balanced budget each year. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A new bill would help the town of Parker leave the regional transportation district, but even if it's approved, the process could take decades. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Town leaders in Parker say they aren't getting enough bus service in return for the taxes people pay there. A new bill in the legislature would allow the town to start the process to leave RTD entirely. But it's complicated. If the bill passes, Parker residents could then vote on whether they want to stay in RTD or go. A leave vote wouldn't take effect until all of RTD's current debts are paid off. That's not scheduled to happen until 2050. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Denver tied its record high on Saturday at 78 degrees and broke the record Sunday with 80 degrees. Warm weather this weekend set records in Boulder and Fort Collins. This is CPR News.